Program Notes, read by Sasha Gorbiso. Kevin Lau, Across the Jade Sea, 2024, World Premiere. The following composer's reflection was written by Kevin Lau. Across the Jade Sea marks the first time I've been able to unite my twin passions, composing and writing, under a single roof. In essence, this is a double concerto for two narrators, one a storyteller, the other, a solo violinist who serves as the soul of the narrative. While the text follows the general shape of a children's fable and abounds with familiar iconography derived from Chinese mythology, dragons, phoenixes, and water serpents all make their appearance, the story itself is a product of my own imagination. After a curtain-raising opening, we are introduced to Popo, a boy who fears nothing, and is determined to save his village from a deadly drought. His journey takes him across the Jade Sea, where he confronts the legendary Phoenix. In an inversion of the typical hero's tale, Popo's inability, or refusal, to fulfill the terms of his quest, namely, to kill the Phoenix, becomes the transformative, redemptive act that provides the story's resolution. There is a lush, cinematic aspect to the musical language that has its roots in Western narrative opera and ballet, complete with what I hope are memorable themes for the central characters, themes that have been imbued with the potential to transform in various ways. But there is also an elusive quality, one might describe it as flow, that suggests a more Eastern sensibility, and that I have tried to cultivate between the notes. On a technical level, the music is characterized by expansive modulations, edgeless transitions, and an organic dialogue between soloist, narrator, and ensemble that aims to create a fluid and immersive experience. Philosophically, the music harbors a fundamental tenderness that reflects the story's theme of compassion and restraint, one that I hope will resonate with modern listeners, especially during times of strife, rigidity, and grief. In November of 2024, my son received a life-saving liver transplant, with my wife as the donor, after being diagnosed at only 2 months of age with end-stage liver disease. The soaring melody that emerges at the very end of the piece, during the story's celebratory finale, my own spin on the origins of dragon boat racing, was composed during the darkest hours of my son's hospitalization in an attempt to transcend the pain we were experiencing. I have dedicated this work to Robin, and I hope that he, along with many other children like him, will find this journey an inspiring and uplifting one. Alice Ping Yi Ho, Silk Road Fantasy, 2019. Silk Road Fantasy reflects on the history of the ancient trade route that connected the east and west of Eurasia, and opened a door to cross-cultural trade and communication. The composition is written in three linked movements: On a Nomadic Plain, The Trade, and The Great Crossing. Music travels through time and geography from the dawn of the nomadic empires to the imaginary trade adventures connecting China with the Middle East and Europe, dramatizing human experiences and the exchange of languages and cultures. Silk Road Fantasy celebrates the human spirit through the history of exploration and cross-cultural connections. The composition keeps the musicians on stage busy with rhythmically challenging tutti sections for the strings, as well as showcasing timpani and percussion. Ho has had a dynamic career in the Canadian orchestral scene. After completing her master's at the University of Toronto, she received her big break when she was awarded two prizes at the Winnipeg Symphony Canadian Composers Competition in the mid-1990s. She has since had the opportunity to cross artistic boundaries while collaborating with opera, dance, and theater organizations. She cites composers Bach, Ravel, and Dan Sothem amongst her favorites, while also drawing inspiration from popular artists David Bowie and Yoko Ono. When it comes to composing, Ho says finding a subject that appeals to her can be the most challenging aspect. She deep dives into topics with research and sketching to fully understand the story she is going to tell. I think the attitude of players towards contemporary music is greatly affected by the leadership and vision of the artistic director, says Ho. It is always not easy to be pushed out of one's comfort zone to deal with the unfamiliar. However, the audience is always more intelligent than we think. I believe any artist and musician has the tools and responsibility to introduce new works that will inspire and reflect on our society, and at the same time, offer challenges and excitement to the audience. Silk Road Fantasy was commissioned by the Hamilton Philharmonic Orchestra. Ru Wang, Waves of the Sea, 2018. Waves of the Sea originates from the poetic phrase, Waves of the Sea, Ruggedness of the Mountains, in poetry in 24 styles, and was composed in 2018 when Ru Wang was young. As a composer born in a coastal hometown, Wang expresses deep sentiment and admiration for the sea in this piece. The imagery of seagulls soaring and waves crashing against the shore serves as a deep, vivid, and unforgettable memory, embodying the composer's deep attachment to his hometown. This composition was awarded the Gold Prize for Original Guqiong Works at the 2018 Splendid Guqiong Competition.